ग्राहि धर्म सत्ग्राही भवति स्थाने पर वस्तुज्ञानम अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं विजामहम्. And last night, we have discussed that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he declares what is the reason of his descending on the material platform, that partially discussed last night. That although he is the supreme authority of all energies, although he is unborn, although he is the lord of all planets or all creation, material creation and spiritual creation, he comes ajopi sarnabhya He comes not being forced by the laws of material nature, but he comes out of his own energy. This point we have discussed last night. Now, the next point is, why does he come? That is explained in the next part. Jada jada hi dharma sablai. As soon as there is discrepancy in the matter of discharging occupational duty, I purposely translate the word dharma as occupational duty. Everyone has got occupational duty. Even the Bhagavatam also confirms this. Atapungi vijasrasya varnashrama vidhavata sanusthitasya dharmasya vishevva dharma sanusthitasya prescribed duty sanusthitasya dharmasya sanusthiti the perfection. How you are perfect by discharging your occupational duty, how he said that this is anusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi, your occupational duty will be perfect, well, samsiddhi paritosana, when you satisfy the supreme law by your occupation. That is us. Now let us consider what is our occupation and duty. I purposely do not translate this word dharma as religion. Religion is imperfect conception of the word dharma. In the dictionary we find religion means a particular type of faith, but dharma does not mean that. Dharma means natural object. That is dharma. I have several times explained this word dharma in this class. Just like heat of the fire. Without heat, the fire has no meaning. Wherever there is fire, there is heat and light. Therefore, heat and light is the dharma or religion of fire. That means, fire cannot change heat dharma. As this dharma, as you generally understand, by the word say, that you can say. Today, I am Hindu. I can become tomorrow a Christian. You are Christian today. You can become a Hindu or Muslim tomorrow. So, this faith can be changed. But this karma, as I explained, that natural sequence, natural occupation, or natural intimately connection, just like the fire, heat and light, this cannot be changed. Either the fire is in America, or the fire is in India, or the fire is in Russia. The heat and light is there. That is actually the love. Now here, Krishna says that jada-jadahi dharmasya prani bhavati. As soon as there is discrepancy in the discharge of that natural sequence of the living entity, of buddhāṇam adharma. Abhuttāṇam means uprising of unnatural activity or unnatural occupation, which is not right. Abhuttāṇam adharmasya tadā, at that time, ātmānam self, śrīyāma. Śrīyāma means I, descend or happiness. Now, this sequence of karma is expressed in the last paragraph, the last chapter, 67 verse of the 18th chapter. The Lord says that sarva dharma paripatya. You just give up all kinds of occupation activity or religiosity. We have created all kinds of religious formula. The Krishna says that you give up all kinds of religious formula. But what is to be done? The sarva dharman paripatya mam ekam saranam. You just surrender unto me. That means that surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the real religion of the living entity. Not that I like a particular type of faith, that is my religion. Religion means when one is trained how to surrender unto the Supreme Personality. That is called. And Srimad Bhagavatam also is enunciation of the word karma. That Savai Purusha Paro Dharma. That is the best system of religion. Savai Purusha Paro Dharma. Jato Bhakti Yagupadesha. By which one is trained to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is basic. Now you can select your own religion. Either you be a Hindu or Muslim or Mahamanas or Muslim, whatever it is. Life. Srimad Bhagavatam does not stop you, but it gives you hint what is the purpose of religion. The purpose of religion is to develop your love of God. That is real. So here Krishna says that jada-jada is a must grant. As soon as there is decadence of people's love of God, that means when people become forgetful, almost perfect. Because at least some people remember that there is God. But generally, in this age, they are forget. That is, that was the transition. And by forgetting God, the people cannot be happy. That is all kind of a cause. People are thinking that the God is dead. We have no obligation to God. There is no God. This sort of thinking will never make the people happy. And actually, it is happy. They have become a disease. The modern civilization is godless, but people are not happy. Therefore, God or His representative comes when people forget His relationship with God. So real religion is to understand what is our relationship with God, and then the relationship is, as it is found in the Bhagavad Gita and confirmed by a great Acharya like Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya immediately enunciates the constitutional position of the divinity. The Sanatana Goswami inquired from him that, who am I? Why am I always in miserable condition? Three kinds of miserable condition. So, his answer to this question, who am I? Or, who are these all these living entities? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately answered that even Sarupa-Nitya-Prasada, the real identity of the living entity is that he is eternally servant of God. We should not understand this word servant in the meaning of materialistic service. To become servant of God is a great position. That is not ordinary position. Just like people try to get some government service. Government service. That is also servant, to become servant. Why? Or people try to get some service in some established firm, well-reputed business firm. Why? That service is comfortable. There is great profit in such kind of service. So, if people are satisfied by getting a government service or service in some good establishment, just think over, if you become servant of God, then what is your position? Because God is the empowerment of all gods. So, to become servant of God, we are servant of God on a situation, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Jive Swarupa Nitya Prasada. But at the present moment, I am thinking that I am master. I am not master. But this is called Maya. Actually, I am servant, but I am thinking master. Everyone is trying to lord it over the material nature according to his capacity. A controller, master, is trying to be, but actually his position is servant. So when he forgets his self-justice, that is called karmasana's glance, this dependency of his matter position. Dharmastra, now another point of dharma is, as Vishnu Baladeva Vidyavutan is describing here, dharmastra vidukta sab glani vinash. Now, this is ordinary sense of religion. Just like everyone has got some scriptures. The Hindus, they have got Vedic scriptures. The Muslims, they have got Quran. The Christians, they have got Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Similarly, there are many other religious sects. They have got their own scriptures. So, Manavik Vidyavasan says that Vedam Tastra Dharma. Dharma means the rules and regulations as they are prescribed in the scriptures. Just like state law, there are some rules and regulations in the law book, in the statute book of the particular state. Similarly, dharma, another meaning of dharma is, it is the law of God, maybe differently described in different countries according to different climatic conditions or situations. But in every religious scripture, the obedience to God is innocent. That is a fact. No scripture says that there is no God and you are independent. Either it is Bible or Quran or Vedas. Or even Buddhist literature, Buddhist scriptures, generally, according to Buddha philosophy, there is no soul, no God. But they have to obey Lord Buddha. So there is also God, because Lord Buddha is accepted by the Vedic literature, just in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a great list of incarnation. And Buddha, Lord Buddha is accepted as one of the incarnations who is aware, who would appear. It is the first huge aspect. Kikiteshu Bhavishyat. Buddha Namna Anjana Sutta. Kikiteshu Bhavishyat. Now, Bhavishyat means he will appear in future, because in Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by that way 5,000 years ago, and Lord Buddha appeared about 2,600 years ago. Therefore, before the appearance of Lord Buddha, the Srimad Bhagavatam was written. This is called Shastra. Because there is accurate guess and accurate calculation, everything is there. Buddha namna anjana sutta kikideshu bhavishyat. That Mother's name also gives there, anjana. And kikideshu means Gaya Pradesh. In India, there is a province called Bihar. In that province, there is a district where, in that district, Lord Buddha appears. Lord appears Bihar. He was Kshatriya, he was Hindu, and he propagated his religion of non-violent Buddhism. He is a specific permanent of us to stop animal killing. So, animal killing is recommended in the Vedic literature. Therefore, people wanted to give him Vedic evidences that in the Vedic literature, animal sacrifice is recommended, not under certain conditions. So, how to preach you are Hindu and you are followers of Vedas? Why you are preaching non-violence? Therefore, he had to give up Hindu religion. He said that I do not care for your parents. It is my propaganda to stop animal killing. if you follow me, then you must come at the same. So later on, suppose Lord Buddha was recognized by a great emperor, Ashoka, and therefore practically all Indian population turned to be Buddhist, with few exceptions. Then Shankaracharya came and he preached this almost Buddhist. Lord Buddha preached that there is no God, there is no soul. His body is a combination of matter, and if we dissolve this material combination, then there is no more perception of misery or happiness. There is Nibbana. That is Islam. But later on, Atad Sampa, he appears and he prays that Brahma Sattva Jagannitha. This bodily combination is temporary or mitha. He says flatly that it is false. False means, suppose Vaishnava Jagannitha says temporary. Temporary or false, you can say on the same category. But Shankaracharya says that Brahma, that spirit soul, Brahma, that is reality. And this external feature of the Brahma, or the body, that is false. So anyway, here the point is that in any religion, there is a conception of worshipping God or symbol of God. Even in Jain philosophy, they also worship Mahavir. In Buddha philosophy, they worship Lord Buddha. In India, there is Jain. That is almost like Buddhism. They have got also exactly the same process of worship, temples they have got, with nine costly temples they have got. And they come to see, visit the temple, offer their worshipful offering, flowers, fruits, everything, same thing. Similarly, in the temple of Gurudwara, they have got similar temples like the Hindus, and they also offer flowers, fruits, and sweetmeats, but they read their Granthas. As they are reading Bhagavad Gita, they read Granthas enunciated by Guru Nanak. So these temple worshippers are expecting some authority. Either you accept Krishna, or you accept Lord Jesus Christ, or Jehovah, or Lord Buddha, or Guru Nanak, that's the different, I would say, kinds of faith. But this acceptance of authority is there in everywhere. Now, with the highest authority, that we have to see, by understanding basic literature, by our arguments, by our sense, by our understanding. But this acceptance of authority is there. So, Dharma Satyani means when we defy authority, that is called discrepancy in the discharge of religiosity or occupationality. Even in your office, even in the government, if you do not accept authority, there is God, there is religion. So, this part of mentality is very dangerous. When one does not accept any authority, there is chaotic condition. Lord Krishna says that dharmasya gadaja rāji atpasta glāni bhavati. So dharmasya glāni bhavati means one thing that I have expressed occupation and duty. Now, we have got our present position is in three status. What is that? In the gross status of our understanding, we take this gross body as mindset. At that time, mind dharma, our occupational duty, mind as myself, then my occupational duty becomes different. But when I understand that I am spirit soul, then my occupational duty is different. Here, Krishna, because he is supreme soul, he means that dharma or occupational duty on the spiritual plane. He does not mean dharma or occupational duty on the gross bodily platform or subtle mental platform. He means dharma, the occupational duty on the spiritual platform. And that is confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, Jiver Swarupaya Nitya Krishna. That real constitutional position of the living entity, especially of the human being, is to accept candidacy of Krishna. So, in other words, when there is discrepancy in the matter of Krishna consciousness, at that time Krishna comes. Krishna descends means sometimes he personally descends, sometimes he descends by incarnation, sometimes he descends as a sound vibration, sometimes he descends as the body. There are many different categories of his descendants. And at the present moment, the Krishna has descended in his holy name. We should understand. Krishna, Bali Kale, Nam Rupe, Krishna Avata. This is the statement of Lord Chaitanya. That in this age of Kali, Krishna has descended in the sound vibration form. Sound is also one of the forms, the Tonsa, is the form of Krishna. Aksharana Antara. Similarly, Krishna now, at the present moment, has descended in the form of his holy name. His name and he, there is no difference. So, why? Jadagana is Dharmasthapani Bhavati Bharata. People are now forgetting his relationship with God. Now, this incarnation of Krishna in the form of his holy name. This chanting of Krishna will deliver all people of this. This is contributed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that Salikale Nam Rupe Krishna. Yaha Vishnu Sarva Siddhi Hari Vata. If you chant, or if you associate with the chanting of holy name of Krishna, then he will get the highest personal phase of life, and we should accept that Krishna has descended at this present moment in the form of his holy name. Thank you. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, there are different processes in different ages, but each process is as true as in any age. It is not that the chanting of Hare Krishna is in this age very effective and it was not effective in the subsequent. It is not like that. The real process is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tritija Dhatu Vishnu Tritayam Yajato Makai Kapali Parisajaya Kaluntam Parijitana Kaluntam Parijitana. It is not there that people were not chanting in the Satya Yuga in Satya Yuga, the holy name of Krishna. It is not there. But in this age, the process adopted in the Satya Yuga has the meditation. That is not possible. In the Satya Yuga, people are living at that time 100,000 of years. And it is said that Mahamuni Valmiki, he meditated for 60,000 of years. So, unless you have a sufficient diet, the meaning is that meditation process is difficult and you must have sufficient time to practice it and then come to the standard point of meditation. But if we say such kind of perfection in meditation is not possible. Therefore, in this age, it is especially recommended that you sit down to the rest and chant Hare Krishna. It is very easy. Anyone and everyone can take part in it. Then, pre-qualification, and because in this age, people are very slow, very fortunate, badly associated, so many qualification they have got at the present moment. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced, according to Ashtra, according to the indication of his Ashtra, just like in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas and other Vedic scriptures, it is recommended. In Kali Santaram Upanishad, in Brahmanda Puran, in Vayu Puran, chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply introduced it as a great purpose. That is, otherwise, this is recommended in every age. There are many devotees who are chanting. But the process of meditation is not possible. Therefore, simply on the basis of this process, one can attain the highest consciousness.
I understand that the revelation given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the first revelation of spiritual knowledge. The fullest revelation of spiritual
Yes.
How come it's going to be taken thousands of people in general are less intelligent than in this particular age they have achieved the fullest revelation of knowledge? Why not be suffering?
The fullest revelation of knowledge in Satya Yuga, there was authentication. People were so advanced. It's like gradually we are declining our memory, duration of age, so many facilities were declined. So in Satya Yuga, people were by nature fortunate to have many facilities. So, but these days, when we are in very fallen conditions, these facilities are offered so that we can take the same advantage as people in the Kastur Yuga had by other processes. That is real, sir. Just like the spirit soul is eternal, similarly, the spirit soul, natural occupation, is also eternal. That cannot be changed. But when the spirit soul identifies itself with this body and the mind, that is just like at the present moment, you have got an inherent body. So, your karma or your occupational duty is different from another body. And the next life, if you change this body, you become, say, another animal or human being. Then your occupational duty changes. But if you stick up to the spiritual platform, that is more to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We'll never change either in this body or that. Dharma, of course, as enunciated by Lord Chaitanya, the Dharma is that your practice. Who have got money, they purchase. Manusanam Dharsay Sprasthi Jatati Siddhaya. Jatatam Api Siddhayam Sprasthi Dhrishti Maham Sattva. Lord Krishna says that out of many, many thousands of people, one become interested in perfection of life. And out of many, many thousands of persons who have attained perfection, they can understand Krishna. Krishna understanding is also very difficult. Krishna is personally explaining himself, his devotee, are present in Krishna consciousness movement in the right manner. But people are unfortunate. But it is our duty to care for. That is our duty. Either they may accept or not accept, it is our duty. Just like in university, sometimes some particular class is lectured, even at the law. So there is no question of loss and death. It is our duty to serve Krishna, therefore we shall go on trying for it to distribute the Krishna. You know, our tendencies on this spiritual world in Vedas is energy of Krishna. So, Krishna's energy is on Vedana. So, wherever Krishna is there, his energy is there. But our activities are in the material world. Just like a king is there and he has not found time some officer to his name. But some officer is engaged in the government house. Other officers are engaged outside the government house. The officers who have got engagement outside the government house, they may be sitting with the staff. When he is sitting with the governor or the king, but he has no business within the government house. In the government house there is particular secretary, particular man in charge. Similarly, in the spiritual world, the energy which is working, that is called yoga. And in the material world, the energy which is working, that is called maha. Subhadra is Vishnu Shakti Parāprosa. Actually, Krishna's energy is spiritual. That's not material. Let's try to understand that there is department of welfare and there is department of police. It does not mean that welfare department is very favorable to the government and police department is not there. Do you think it is like that? For the government, both the departments are equal. That's right, understand. So, the material energy is working in a different way. That does not mean that material energy is not liked by Krishna. It has got the same importance as the spiritual energy. But the material energy is engaged in a timeless task of punishing the conditioned soul, just like the spiritual soul. For Krishna, there is no difference between material energy and spiritual energy. But Krishna is all the same. Because he has got one energy, that's the electricity. Somewhere it is working for cooling purpose, and somewhere it is working for heating purpose. But the generation of electricity from the electric powerhouse, the energy is the same, electricity. Similarly, Krishna's energy is all spiritual. There is no difference between energy and energy. But it is acting in a different way. Parāsa-sakti, dhīr-dhaiva-śrīyata. Parāsa-sakti, the Supreme Lord, he has got energy. The energy is not. Similarly, he, in some of the Puranas, which is described, the Durga is also there. In the Brahma Sangita, you find. Have you read it? Yes. So far energy is concerned, it is always spiritual. But it is acting in a different way, in a different field of activity. Is it clear? Not clear, is it?
Not clear.
What is the difficulty of understanding? The energy is one. Krishna's energy is one. Krishna's Shakti Parāprosa. So, in relationship to Krishna, there is no distinction of energy. But, for our understanding, we can say that it is working sometimes in a inferior quality to form, just like in this material world, and sometimes it is what means superior quality to form in the spiritual world. The same thing that electric energy sometimes working for cooling, sometimes working for heating. But to the engineer of electric energy, we generate, for him there is no such thing. But those who are using it, they are thinking it is hot, it is cool. The energy is the same. Try to understand this. Krishna's energy, he cannot, distribute any inferior energy, because he is not inferior, he is always superior, spiritual. Therefore, his energy is always superior. But it is working for different purposes. The material energy, I will give you another example. Just like you see light, there is red light and green light and yellow. The yellow light is sometimes, but under the red light or the green light is on. But it is working under the same electric current. Sometimes it appearing green, sometimes appearing yellow, sometimes appearing red. But on the background, the same energy. Then now by the red light, you have to stop. By green light, you can start. Your activity is become different, by different light. But the light is acting and by the same energy. The Bhagavad Gita is also said that Maya Bhaktena Prasiti Shyate Sattarasaram. The Brahma Samhita also says, Kāyavī vāja saṁ sukunāni jivaṣṭi dukkā. He is also acting under Krishna's direction. So how is he going to be inferior? That's why it is clear as they are thinking that this spirit department is inferior or very bothering. It is in relationship with me. But police department is not an inferior department of the God. It has to act like that. Similarly, material energy has to act to feel the divinity. That is under the direction of Krishna. We living entity under the material energy, we wanted to run over the material nature. So Krishna has given a specific guideline to try to, because you cannot run over. This is tough. But I have got the tendency to not even watch the material nature. So he is giving me the job. But actually I cannot. Jala vidya dab mahar vidya. Now, in the modern trend of civilization, we are trying to control the material nature. But actually we are being limited. We try to control one law and we are being limited by another law. There were great scientists like Professor Einstein. They are depleted. That is explained in the Bhāṣṇa and Bhāgavatam. Parābhava-stāvada-bhūta-jāna. So long we are in ignorance how these laws of nature are working under the Supreme Direction. So our study of how this material nature's law is defeated. That is stated in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. When we understand, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Maya Bhaktena Prasiti Shyate Sattarasaram. So, that is the real understanding. To understand the law matter. Not to be stuck with wonder with the activities of the law. But now, they are concerned with the background lawmaker. And if you know the lawmaker, then automatically you know the laws out there. That means vijnate sarvalivam vijnatam bhavanti. Now, when we understand Krishna in perfection, we can understand how this different energies are working in the individual. And because all energies are working under the direction of Krishna, because it is in touch with Krishna, therefore, nothing is inferior or material, everything is spiritual. And a high platform, therefore one can understand sarvam kalidam brahma. Whatever is active in the Vishnu Purana, also the same thing is confirmed. Parastha brahmana shakti laidam kalidam brahma. Whatever we are experiencing, that is simply action and reaction of the different energy of the Supreme Lord. Parastha brahmana shakti daivam akhilam jagat. So, when we understand Krishna perfectly, then the distinction of superior and inferior will disappear. Just like some fruit, you are purchased from the master, and some you are eating. So it is called inferior energy. The same fruit you offer to Krishna is called superior energy. Now how the same fruit becomes immediately from inferior condition to superior? Because it is offered to Krishna. You follow? Because it is offered to Krishna, under his eyes, one day it is passed. But he is a prasad. Then the question, how does it become prasad? It is vast, right? No, because it is offered to Krishna. Therefore, he has changed his body. From inferior to the so anything engaged in the service of Krishna, it is the key. The heart service, everything is done in Krishna. So, those who are highly elevated to understand, but that is not to be needed. For them, there is no higher or lower or superior. Everything is seen in Krishna consciousness. That is very high state of life. That's not going to be it. Actually, when one is perfectly sincerely alive for him, there is no such thing as inferior to superior. Everything is connected in Krishna. Krishna consciousness is the main principle. Who is acting? The person who is acting, he is in Krishna consciousness. Then, whatever is acting, that is spiritual. Yes?
So, that's devotional service has to be possible in order to be just perfect.